Taking a look now at your news for the hour. Another Huron County community is working on creating data center ordinances. During the last meeting of the Sherman Township Board of Trustees, it was reported that an ordinance governing data centers and some other ordinances are currently being reviewed by the township's legal counsel. A legal review of the proposed data center ordinance and other ordinances have to be done before any other action can be taken. Although state lawmakers took local control away with enacting Public Act 233, and they gave it to the Michigan Public Service Commission, municipalities can still create ordinances that have some restrictions regarding green energy, such as locations and setbacks. PA 233 wants energy companies and local municipalities to work together in developing renewable energy resources, with the MPSC being the last resort to iron out the issues. However, that provision in the Public Act greatly limits what local control can do. And another news for today. A working smoke detector is credited with saving residents and keeping damage to a minimum during an early morning fire in Mayfield Township. When firefighters arrived on the scene this morning, they addressed and contained the fire to the attached garage. Because the smoke detectors were working, the family was able to escape, and the early warning kept the blaze to a minimum, so no firefighters were injured either. Besides the Lapeer Fire and Rescue Department, Elba's Township Fire and Rescue Department, the Lapeer County EMS, and the Lapeer County Sheriff's Department also all responded to the scene. You're listening to WLEW and WHST, and we'll return with a look at some further news right after this.
The world used to be afraid to say the word AIDS. Now, we speak out. Together, we've saved millions of lives. But our progress isn't permanent. HIV isn't over. More than 150,000 people are living with HIV in the United States, and they don't know it. But while others are cutting back, we are stepping up. When the world looked away, we didn't. And we never will.
You're back with WLEW and WHST. Returning now to your news for the hour. The Michigan Department of Health and Human Services has reported earlier this month that 13 counties reported mosquitoes testing positive for West Nile virus. That announcement noted that with several more weeks of summer left, the number could still increase, and it did do so last week. The virus was detected in Huron, Tuscola, and Lapeer counties. West Nile has also been detected in mosquitoes in Bay, Kent, Midland, Ottawa, and St. Clair counties so far this season. The virus generally increases in late summer and early fall, and because there's no treatment for West Nile and no vaccine to prevent infection, the only way to prevent getting the West Nile virus is to just not get bitten by mosquitoes. You can limit outdoor activity at both dawn and dusk. Use insect repellent with DEET. Wear long sleeves, pants, and socks, and eliminate any standing water where mosquitoes might breed. According to the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention, there were 2,146 people in the United States in 2025 who tested positive for West Nile virus, with 49 of those cases in Michigan. And another news for today. Emily City is one of the latest communities in the Thumb area to enact a temporary moratorium on data centers. The moratorium for Emily City will give the city officials some time to study, to create ordinances, to set up permits, and study the impact that data centers may or may not have on both the public and the environment. Some of the key concerns that have been expressed in deciding to do a moratorium include noise levels, energy use, the amount of water used, and any possible environmental contamination from the panels if they were to get broken. Even though no tech companies have officially expressed interest in data center development, Some land has been leased, which could be used to construct one in Emily City later on. Data centers are necessary because they house large amounts of digital data, house servers, and much more. The demand for data centers are very high as more computers are being used for nearly all aspects of everyday life, as well as for artificial intelligence. Michigan is attractive for solar development as well because of the amount of open farmland, water supply, and temperate climate. You're listening to WLEW and WHST, and that was a look at your news for the hour. For the latest Thumbarian news anytime, you can always go online to thumbnet.net. And taking a look next at your obituaries, there are currently no area deaths to report for today, Sunday, July the 26th of 2026. For a complete look at your Thumb Area obituaries anytime, you can also go online to thumbnet.net.